It has always been my understanding that remote viewing, as a general principle, is not locked into any particular time or, you know, anything of that sort, that you can remote view right across time and indeed into the past. So how would this time machine differ from normal remote viewing or even PAN?
That's a great question. In fact, to talk about this last segment, I'm, by the way, not a nanotechnological transneurogeneticist nor a photonics expert. These are people that I know the faces, I hire them. I'm only a project manager for the first aspect of the time machine. Remote viewing deals, by the way, with the second aspect of the time machine. I want to say that one of the deepest shocks I've had, because I did this blind session, I had no idea what I was going to get. It's the beauty of this work with PAN. And remote viewing is a base program if you're just learning that. Now, what I found was that the human brain is a time machine. Now, this coincides with this technology. If there's a specific kind of DNA, there's a certain kind of cellular information that we extract and use. It's, you can't just take it from a random source. So what we know here, to make the experiment, the controlled experiment, efficient, is we know that you can't just pick a random source unless you're doing a control. You're doing this part of the double-blind studies, of course. But when we're talking about the second aspect being the human mind as a time machine, every single human being, innately, we have an ability to travel through time with the mind. The mind is outside of time. If you know how to access this information outside of normal awareness.
Well, that's non-locality. That's the basis of remote viewing, right?
It can be. It depends on who's teaching this. For me, no. Because I feel it. That there's so much more to this, and PAN explains it. As you do it, as you learn PAN, you understand the limitations of remote viewing.
Okay.
In PAN, we're looking at the mind is an actual time machine. Because you see, in remote viewing, you're locked 99% of the time into historical sources of information.
Right.
Whereas in PAN, you're locked in, 80% of the time into non-historical sources of information, probabilities. And if you become conscious of something, you name it, therefore you limit it. You create it. We create our realities outside of awareness. That's going to change. That's going to change the entire world. This right here, Art, that you're exposing to people is going to change world paradigms very, very soon. Everyone's going to be thinking about this. It's going to radically alter all education systems in the world. Physics is about ready to have a breakthrough that will help us in terms of the first aspect of the time machine. The second aspect will be helped as well, but the second aspect deals with very special children. We call these children, this is the Antichrist. I'm Antichrist. You're Antichrist. Anyone who, well, you may not be. It's a way of thinking. It's not one person. It's what you think. It's not on the forehead. It's in the forehead.
Okay.
What you think. And so these children are true Antichrist. They are true homonados or the new man because they're prophets. We take genetic material from known existing prophets, right? According to Lucifer, according to Alien, there are two fathers to these children in this facility. I own the facility.
Should I dare ask how you extract this DNA?
We genetically manipulate children to create super children, which are prophets, and they will make decisions for us in the future. And if you find someone that can know the future, they can make an informed, they have an informed choice. They can make the right decision about the totality of our existence. They can allocate resources efficiently because they know the consequences of our actions. Because they can see it, they're prophets.
Huh.
We're going to produce a race of children who are prophets. They are the new man. That is the new child of the future. They are going to be produced in laboratories under the... by the way, we're going public with this because it's a reality that there's nothing that anyone can do about. The country that gets this information will become virtually invincible. Because if you know the future, you can't make a mistake.
Oh, that's right.
And so information is power. And information in the era that we live in, we're beyond the information age. Now we need to know non-historical information. We need to know prophecy or the future.
Aren't you afraid you'll have child services on your butt?
I don't think so, because this is a government facility which is guarded by nuclear weapons. It's that important to whatever country that has it.
Oh. Right. Well, since they don't have it yet, how do you know they're going to regard it with that much importance?
This is what contact is about. Contact is about two fathers. There's two fathers to these children. One, the entity. Two, the prophet.
Ah.
And these children are designed to lead us.
Designed, keyword.
That's right. Mm-hmm. In fact, we have the technology today. It's heading your way. There's nothing you can do about it.
How many of these little Damians will it take?
There'll be many born. So many that they will eventually be the status quo for the human being on the planet in the very near future.
Wow. All right, again, I'm still not grasping. I understand how you look at a past event, historically, with remote viewing. I don't understand the real difference. For example, with this machine, would you be able to manipulate anything at all that happened in the past?
Only in another universe. There are multiple universes that occur simultaneously. The universe that you're in now, you're stuck in this timeline. You've got to deal with the choices that you make now. That's why a prophet in this timeline is so important. In other words, these multiple universes become aligned finally.
Oh.
Not perfectly, but we'll be able to communicate them with stability. We can't do that now because everything is different, yet at the same time, everything is the same. There are multiple universes happening all at the same time. Physics is about ready to answer that very question. I'm not a physics expert, but I do know enough about physics.